This is the Sakar Muli of 6th of August 2026. Essence, sweet children, promise yourselves that you will become very sweet, that you will look at everyone with happiness and love, and not become trapped in anyone's name or form. Question, what is the result of having yoga? What are the signs of those who are powerful yogis? Answer. The result of having yoga is that all your physical senses become completely peaceful and cool. Strong yogi children are those whose physical senses don't cause any mischief at all. Their vision is not even slightly drawn to any bodily beings. Sweet children, you are no longer young. You are now in your stage of retirement. Song. Awaken, O brides, awaken. The day is about to come. Om Shanti. You, sweetest spiritual children, heard the song. Churn the meaning of this in your hearts and experience happiness, because these are matters for the new world. You listen to these new things at this time. Now you children understand that it cannot be a human being who establishes the new world. When you hear these things, you understand that you are once again being told the same things of before that you were told 5,000 years ago. That which is old becomes new, and that which is new becomes old. You now know that Baba tells you anew all the same things that he told you 5,000 years ago. They are the same things. Why does he tell them? To enable you to claim your inheritance of the new world. Here you have to perform the dance of this knowledge. They perform many dances in devotion too. They continue to dance everywhere they go. The dance of this knowledge is very easy. Their physical senses have to work a lot in those dances. They have to make a lot of effort. Here the dance of this knowledge is only performed internally. Your intellects have the knowledge of how this world cycle turns. There is no difficulty in this. Yes, remembrance does require effort. Sometimes some children fail. They fall because of some situation or other. The most important thing is not to become trapped in anyone's name or form. Due to lust, husband and wife become trapped in name and form. Anger doesn't trap you in anyone's name or form. This is the first vice, and you have to be very cautious about it. Don't become trapped in anyone's name or form. Consider yourselves to be souls. I, this soul, came bodiless, and I now have to go back bodiless. The consciousness of bodies has to be broken. The sickness of becoming trapped in someone's name and form is very bad. The Father cautions you, children. Some children don't understand this at all. They say Baba is saying unnecessarily that you become trapped in someone's name and form. However, this is an incognito sickness. This is why the bridegroom awakens you brides. That is, the Father awakens you children. Children, wake up. The golden age is now to come again after the iron age. The Father comes to ignite your lights. When someone dies, people ignite a lamp for him and then look after it so that it doesn't go out and that the soul doesn't experience darkness. In fact, all of those things belong to the path of devotion. The soul departs in a second. Some people even consider light to be God. They consider the Brahm element to be the great light. The Brahm Samajis have a temple where they keep a light ignited day and night. That costs so much and oil is wasted unnecessarily. Here you don't have to pour anything. Remembrance works like oil. The oil is a form of remembrance. You sweetest children understand this. There is quarrelling because this is something new. The father says, I come to you, sweet children. I only come in Bharat. Everyone has a lot of love for their motherland. The father loves everyone. Nevertheless, I only come in my land of Bharat. If Sri Krishna's name had not been mentioned in the Gita, all human beings would believe in Shiv Baba. So many people go to a Shiva temple. The greatest temple was the temple to Somnath, Lord of Nectar. So many temples have now been built. People don't believe in Sri Krishna as much as they believe in the Unlimited Father. At this time, you don't have anything else as lovely as him. This is not the praise of a corporeal being here. This is the praise of the incorporeal one who is beyond any effect of experiencing anything. Since the Unlimited Father is the creator of heaven, you have to make effort to claim your inheritance from him. When you keep saying today, tomorrow, death eats you up. Very little time remains. At least claim your inheritance from the Father. When you ask them to fill in the probes, questionnaires, tell them, since you have the faith that he is the Unlimited Father, make effort to claim your inheritance from the Father. Otherwise, as soon as you go outside, you will forget everything. The Father is the benefactor. He says, all of your sorrow will be removed for 21 births by having this yoga. You children have to continue to explain at home. By remembering the Unlimited Father who removes all sorrow, you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. You definitely have to remain pure. The main thing is purity. The more you stay in remembrance, the more peaceful your physical senses will become. Your physical senses cannot become peaceful until you achieve the result of having yoga. Each of you have to check yourself. Am I being deceived by the vice of lust? If I am a powerful yogi, there should be no mischief. This is like the stage of retirement. Continue to remember the Father alone. The Father explains to all of you children, when you become good yogis and your eyes are not drawn anywhere, your physical senses will become peaceful. The eyes are the main things that deceive you. If your stage of yoga becomes very good, you can feel that you have reached the stage of retirement in your youth. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. Continue to check yourselves. The more you stay in remembrance, the more peaceful your physical senses will become, and the sweeter your nature will become. You will then feel, I was so bitter previously, and I have now become so sweet. Baba is the ocean of love, and you children also have to become that. Therefore, Baba says, look at everyone with love. If you cause anyone sorrow, you will die in sorrow. Therefore, become very sweet. The Father says, I am Rup and Basant. You receive such invaluable jewels of this knowledge from Baba. you have to fill your aprons with these. Those people go in front of Shankar and ask him to fill their aprons. They don't understand that it isn't Shankar who fills anyone's apron. You now understand that Baba, the ocean of knowledge, is filling the aprons of you children with jewels of this knowledge. You too are Rup and Basant. Each of you souls is Rup and Basant. Continue to check yourself to see how many jewels of this knowledge you imbibe and how long you continue to perform the dance of this knowledge. This means that you have to donate these jewels to others. The best jewel is Manman above. By remembering the Father, you receive the Father's inheritance. Just as Baba is full of this knowledge, so he makes you children equal to himself. Gurus too make others equal to themselves. This is the unlimited Father whose form is a point. Your forms are also points. He makes you children into oceans of knowledge equal to himself. You can understand that you will claim a high status according to how much you imbibe and how much you inspire others to imbibe. If you benefit many others, you will receive blessings from many. The Father also does service every day. This daughter, Gulzar, explains so sweetly. Everyone loves it, and they want to have such a teacher. However, one teacher cannot go everywhere. Nevertheless, Baba says, those who feel that they can explain very well should do all-round service. Let them have an interest in touring around other centres. Those who feel that they can benefit many others and are able to spread that fragrance well should have that interest too. Go and tour around other centres for 10 to 15 days and then come back. When others see someone do this, they will also learn. Those who do something receive the return of it. This service is very benevolent. You give human beings the donation of life. This is the greatest and most elevated task. Businessmen too can find time to go on service. The Father loves and also sustains those who are serviceable. Those who are interested in doing service will not be able to stay without doing service. The Father also helps you. You children have to become very merciful. Those poor people have very sorrowful lives. You give them the donation of life. There is no donation as greatly elevated as the donation of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge to someone. You have to become very merciful. When teachers are weak, service becomes weak, and this is why they ask for a good teacher. Whenever you have the thought, you should go and do service. Baba, which center is slack? I shall go to serve there. There are also the exhibition pictures. People can understand everything very clearly from the pictures. You should think about how to increase service. The Father makes everyone's life as valuable as a diamond. You children also have to do service. It is remembered salutations to the mothers. But they don't understand the meaning of that. You never praise impure human beings or the earth. They are just the five elements. Why would you praise them? Bodies are made of the five elements, and so to worship a body is like worshipping statues. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. His worship is the most elevated of all. All the rest is the middle level. Nowadays, people continue to worship impure human beings. Deities are great souls. They are purer than sannyasis. You children now know that you are becoming deities. The Father is teaching us how to donate the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. There is no donation greater than this. Only remember the One Father. You have the pictures of Shiva and Lakshmi and Narayan. If you were to put all these up in your homes, you would remember that Shiv Baba is making you become like Lakshmi and Narayan. You are becoming those at this time. Shiv Baba is the creator of heaven. He doesn't give you your inheritance in the golden age. Shiv Baba says, "Remember me in this last birth, and you will become those." Forget everything else and engage yourselves in nothing but doing service. To remember the Father is also great service. All the elements, etc., will become pure. The praise of yoga is very great. There are many yoga ashrams in the world, but all of them teach physical hatha yoga. This Raja Yoga of yours enables your boats to go across. You have continued to come down the ladder through those many types of hatha yoga. The main thing is remembrance. You have to check that your minds are not directed towards vice. Those who are vicious are said to be impure, that is, they are worth shells. By falling into lust, you harm yourselves. Whether the Father sees it or not, those who do something receive the return of it. Check whether you are doing the Father's service. Do I have any defects? If I do have them, I have to remove them. The Father continues to tell you a great deal to remove your weaknesses. No one even understands the meaning of being without virtue. What would the organization, Children Without Virtues, be able to do when they have no virtues? They continue to speak without any meaning, whatever enters their minds. There are innumerable opinions. You are receiving the one direction through which you experience infinite happiness. The Father simply says, "Remember me and become as pure as a lotus. Become pure in your thoughts, words, and actions." You children know that we Brahmins are serving ourselves and the whole world with our bodies, minds, and wealth by following Srimat. The Father only comes in Bharat. You Pandavas are serving Bharat to make it into heaven. You are doing your work. Ultimately, the Pandavas are going to be victorious. This is not a question of war. You are doubly non-violent. You neither indulge in lust nor use guns. No one can attain the sovereignty of the world with violence. Baba has explained that if both of them were to come together, they could rule the whole world. However, that is not in the drama. Christians swallowed the land of Krishna, Krishnapuri. Originally, Bharat was the land of Krishna. They waged war and took over the sovereignty and also looted a great deal of wealth. That wealth is now being returned, and you will then become the masters of the world. Baba gives you so many wise methods. They snatched away your kingdom. They are now to fight among themselves, and you will become the masters of the world. This is such a huge sovereignty. The only thing that takes effort is to continue to remember Baba and claim your inheritance. You mustn't become distressed about this. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Forget everything else and donate this knowledge. Become Rup and Basant. Make effort to remove your weaknesses. Don't look at others. 2. Make your nature very sweet. Look at everyone with love. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Become a conqueror of your physical senses. Blessing. May you be constantly victorious in your effort of becoming completely virtuous with the method of complete surrender. Complete surrender is when you have no body consciousness, even in your thoughts. To surrender all awareness of your body being so and so. Those who surrender this thought and completely surrender themselves become full of all virtues. They lack no virtues. The effort makers who surrender themselves completely and have the aim of becoming full of all virtues and perfect receive from Bhaktada the blessing of being constantly victorious. Slogan. Only those who can control their minds are able to remain Manmanabhav. Avyakt signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. Awareness is the reason for purity and impurity. When you are aware of someone being a goddess, that awareness makes your vision and attitude pure. Whereas when you are aware of someone being a female, that awareness then draws your vision and attitude towards impurity. In one case you are seeing the form, body, and in the other case you are seeing the spiritual. Om Shanti.